Hello.
Hello, this is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about issues facing Hector County. To begin, are you registered in Hector County?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
What are we discussing exactly?
Oh, well, just in general.
Well, I guess. I have no idea, actually. I have to know what we're actually talking about.
That's fine. And so what is the most important issue facing Hector County in general terms?
I'd have to say in the long run, it'd have to be education.
Okay, thank you very much. And how would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Phenomenal.
Between excellent
and
good?
But we're missing out on the education. Do what?
Between excellent and good?
I would say excellent.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as today?
I'm going to say it's declined because of the education, these kids.
Okay. Between better and worse, or about the same?
No, in 5 years, that wouldn't be enough time, but we'll start to see the decline.
Okay, thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. We have excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is public safety and low crime.
Well, I'm going to have to say good.
Natural beauty and physical setting.
Well, fair, poor, I guess, really.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field?
Oh, excellent.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Good.
What about the having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Poor.
Public transportation?
Poor.
Quality of the public schools?
Oh, below poor.
Thank you. Availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Oh, excellent.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Poor.
Thank you. Availability of quality health care?
I would think excellent.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Pardon me, say that again now?
Effective leadership from elected officials. Do you rate them excellent? Good there.
I would say good.
Thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Fair.
A shared vision that ineffective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. We're going to use the same scale, excellent, good, fair, or poor. Young,
okay.
Single people.
Actually fair.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Fair.
Retirees?
Well, fair.
Racial and ethnic minorities?
What do you mean? What about them?
Oh, we want you to rate Ector County as a place to live for racial and ethnic minorities.
Oh, I'm going to say 4.
Thank you. The next one is a recent college graduate looking to enter the job market.
4.
Immigrants from other countries?
4.
People like you?
Fair.
Families with children?
Fair.
People living below the poverty line?
I'm going to say 4.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to say fair.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I'm going to say it's going to start to degenerate. And it all goes back to education.
Thank you. And related to that, I was about to ask, what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? And here we have a list about that. Well, let me go through the list. Lack of job opportunities or lack of business opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children or others, poor leadership.
Bingo.
The last one, right? The poor educational.
Education. Yes.
Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar, no ma'am.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
This would be with the leadership?
With vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County.
Oh, I have no knowledge of that. I would just have to say fair. I have no idea what their plans are or who's in office.
We just want to know if you, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development? Based on your personal opinion.
Fair.
We have the options that we have are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident.
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar, ma'am.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And we're about to be finished. We just have a few more questions. But I just want to thank you for your patience. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Is it poor economic conditions, like lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere? Is it family reasons or retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, like poor air quality, pollution, or is unhealthy, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
I'm just going to have to say retirement.
Retirement. Thank you. Finally, just the last few questions about you and your household for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have received?
Master's.
Thank you very much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican. Democrat in this household is a bad word.
Yeah. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
52, so whatever that category is.
Thank you. Do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Is it white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No, ma'am.
And your annual income, is it below $25,000, $25,000 to $39,999,000, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 plus?
75 plus.
Thank you. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
I'm retired.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Well, there's only two, male or female, and I'm male.
Thank you. Oh, we're not supposed to assume anymore, so we still have to.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Yeah, I've seen them.
Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No, ma'am. Midland.
And with this, we conclude the survey. I thank you very much for your participation. So have a wonderful day.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
Thank you.
You same. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.